what we got to learn, and I am endeavor in my spirit and my walk with God to get to places in the realm of the spirit where God said it, I'm going to walk in it. He want to shake you up, make you feel, see you, that's why you got to, you have to get that word on the inside of you so you stop looking at the circumstance and keep looking at the word. See, God didn't tell you to try to make, he didn't try to tell Brother Hagin try to make $150, either $300 a week work. He just said, you believe me. And my job is to say, this is what I need, Lord, and this is what I believe I receive. He didn't tell you to go out and hustle, try to make it. He know how to get that money. He know where it is. Yeah. Hello? Amen. Hello? Amen. And you got to get to that place, that I'm confident. I ain't looking around trying to make something happen. He told me to preach. He told me to teach. He told you to go to work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The entry word, it give understanding to the simple. I don't care how simple you are. How simple. I made so many excuses. I remember the first time the Lord started talking about preaching. There was no way, Lord. You got the wrong address. So when I went to Vietnam and like I said, if nobody ever been in a combat zone, I don't know if anybody else in here been in a combat zone, you know, where you know, I was in the army, I was in infantry, I carried a weapon. And they shot at me and I shot at them. And we was in the jungle. And I don't know if you ever been shot at before, but I have. I know what it sound like. I know all that stuff. But anyway, I know what bombs like sound like. I know what kind of damage they'll do. I've seen it all. I've seen people blown up. I've seen people hit, cut off. I've seen it. You understand? But I got back home and I was so sincere about the Lord. Thank you. I said, Lord, you get me out of here. That's when I made the wrong statement for myself. I said, you get me out of here, Lord, I'd do anything. I'd never thought about preaching, you know. I just want to get out. I said, I'd do anything you tell me to do. So I came back and started to work, and just, I was doing all right. He started talking to me about it again. So, You got the wrong man. So I remember that day how serious I was. I mean, I remember. And he took me by my mind, and I mean, I could hear those words. I heard me say them. He quoted those words back to me just like I said. You know what I did? I ain't changed the words. Okay. And then I had to work on all of my insecurity. Because, boy, I had it. But I'm telling you all this, the entry of thy word gives light. It gives understanding, discernment, where you can comprehend to the simple. And I probably was the most simplest person you ever could meet. I was simple. Why, every one of you sitting there in your seats, It's amazing how God did it. But you have your own fingerprint, your own identity. Every one of you got two eyes and a nose and two ears and a mouth and arms and legs, fingers. I got five on my hand, but not a single one of us in here has the same fingerprint. I don't know how in the world he did it. All I know, he's God. If he can do that, he can take care of your other stuff. Do you hear what I'm saying? What you got to do is be willing to humble yourself. And a lot of times in my life, I'm telling this, I believe it helps somebody. A lot of time in my life where I had real problems, it took me some time to overcome them. Pride was in the way. I was too prideful. You got to get rid of all that stuff. You got to get to the place like Smith Wigglesworth said. You got to die. You got to die. You have to die. What you mean? Die to everything you think you want, what you want to do, and say, Lord, here I am. You take me and do what you want. See, he won't do it because you got a will. He's not going to force himself. You have to submit yourself to him. You have to give yourself to him. And when you say, yes, Lord, see, many times we say, Jesus is Lord. He's not. We say it, but we hadn't really let him be Lord because we out there trying to do it. Hello? Amen. Hello. Amen. But he can take the simplest person and make them the greatest blessing on this earth. Because the world push natural thing because that's what they know. That's all they know. And we ought to develop ourselves in the realm of our natural man. Our natural man, we ought to develop ourselves as highly as we can. But you don't want to develop your natural self-intellect where you become just an idiot. That's what Paul did. That's why God could use him. He was highly educated, but he gave himself to God, and God could take all that and use it because he was highly, highly educated. He was taught by the best.